Isang napakamagandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. And it's a great blessing for me to see all of us gathering here every week na pinagkalaban tayo ng Panginoon, a place where we could sing to the praise and glory of His name, to be sitting under His teaching and to be praying for one another. So if you are new with us, naglako namin kayo, and we'd like to extend yung warm welcome namin sa inyo. This is a great privilege for me to bring and to close yung series natin sa Five Solas. It has been by the grace of God that we have extended this glorious news of what we truly believe about Jesus Christ and His work. And today, we will look at the last sola ng Reformation. And I would say that yung sola Deo Gloria is unparalleled to all four solas. Because in one sense, it is the beginning and at the end of the four. It's like yung last sola na to encapsulates or envelops ang lahat ng sola na inaral natin for the past few weeks. The last sola envelops the other solas. Dito natin nakikita kung saan yung gawain ng banal na Espiritu. It inspired the Scripture, sola scriptura, to the glory of God alone. It is when Christ humbled Himself to the point of death and was raised and exalted to the right hand of the Father, to the glory of God alone. And dito din po natin makikita that grace and mercy are offered to a rebellious sinner. For what purpose? To the glory of God alone. It is where the sinner finds justification, which is by faith alone, to the glory of God alone. So, soli Deo Gloria is therefore central. Pray with me as we go sa ating text ngayong umaga. O glory and honor and power and praise be to your name, be to your name. No one could rival your glory and fame, Panginoon. This is what we believe and we ask now, and we humble ourselves before a glorious and mighty God. Kahabagan niyo po kami as we approach your holy word. We pray the prayer of the psalmist that you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. But before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now, I've kept your word. We ask for the Holy Spirit na manguna sa aming gawain, that it will not only dump information, ang mga information na nalalaman namin patungkol sa iyo, but we always ask for a genuine revival. Lord, we ask that many of us here na wala pa po sa inyo will come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Muli po, we acknowledge our weaknesses. We boast only in our weakness so that your strength, your glory might be seen and might be displayed sa aming buhay. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May isang mama na nagbakasyon sa London. May isang mama na taga London na nagbakasyon sa France. And at that point, he was caught in the Olympic fever. May nagaganap pong Olympic during that time. He announced yung grandiose plan niya to swim from France papuntang America, carrying yung Olympic torch ng Olympics, no? Olympic flame across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, yung distance from France to America ay hindi po biro. It will take him at least somehow 5,793 kilometers na langoyin ito, hawak yung Olympic flame. So he attempted to swim. He attempted to swim because of his pride, maybe yung confidence niya sa sarili niya. He attempted to swim, but he felt just a little bit short. Kung saan, only 200 meters na lang offshore, nirescue siya ng mga lifeguards. Unfortunately, he did not finish the race. Much like us, persons attempt to achieve yung salvation apart from God, that we fell short of the goal. Same thing for us who trusted in our merits, sa ating mga efforts in achieving salvation. Well, the truth is that the Bible teaches about ang ating true nature. And that is what we all fall short to the glory of God. We cannot earn salvation by ourselves. God's glory, you know, or glory belongs to God. It does not belong to us. Today I will be preaching and doing a topical preaching. Kung saan ang topical preaching, ang center nito is centered to a specific topic. And ang topic na tatalakayin natin is Soli Deo Gloria. Right? However, we have included a main text. I have included a main text for us to base and to relate. So Paul highlighted sa verses na to that his salvation was only obtained by what? By the mercy of God through the work of Jesus Christ. Sa New Testament, Jesus Christ is the dwelling place of God's glory. Ang sabi sa Colossians chapter 2, which is a parallel verse dito, tells us that in Christ are the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Right? See, Philip, when he asked Jesus, Jesus explained to him, Lord, I want to see God. How do I see God? Ang sabi ni Jesus Christ sa kanya, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:9. In Christ, we see the visible manifestation of God Himself in the second person of the Trinity. Although yung glory nito was veiled, Jesus is nonetheless the presence of God on earth. So if you're taking notes, this is our main point for today. It is God's glory and salvation, in salvation, displays both His mercy and grace to the work of Jesus Christ. Now, to support yung thesis statement na to, this is what the Reformers believe about it, about the glory of God. Soli Deo Gloria has reference to our salvation in Christ. This is what they believe. Soli Deo Gloria, reference to our salvation. They're not talking about only creation, right? They don't only talk about anything else, but they talk about salvation. Okay, that salvation is all of grace, not of our works. So when the Reformers spoke about salvation, they means to the glory of God alone. It emphasized yung grasya ng ating Panginoon. So yung key phrase na inaral natin, na tinuro sa atin ni Pastor Eric last time sa Ephesians 2, this is it. This is yung key phrase, no? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9. Ito yung pinaka-purpose. So, why is salvation is by grace alone and not of our works? Verse 9, ang sinabi dyan, kung naalala ninyo, so that no one can boast. That is, God's grace in providing salvation excludes all human pride and boasting. So tingnan natin, why is it really important? Why is Soli Deo Gloria is important to us? It is important because, sabi natin, to make known God's work of redemption and to show yung kanyang divine attributes such as His love, His mercy, and grace towards sinner. Our Lord's chief end is to reveal and magnify His own glory, and God's glory is seen both His mercy and justice. That's why this is what Apostle Paul highlighted sa verse natin. The Apostle Paul is one of the recipients of God's mercy and grace. Right? Makikita natin yan sa prior verses ng ating main text, sa verses 13, 14. Let me read it to you sa 1 Timothy chapter 1, 13, 14. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I have received mercy because I have acted ignorantly in unbelief. So, we have seen na si Apostle Paul mismo is a recipient of God's mercy and grace. Here's an example. 1 Timothy, verse 15 to 17. Let me read it again. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, whom I am the foremost. Now, inulat niya ito ulit, yung word na mercy sa verse 16. But I have received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life. So sa verse 15, ginamit yung word ni Paul, yung word na trustworthy or pistos, no? Sa 15a, meaning it pertains to a being worthy of belief or trust. Na sinasabi ni Paul dito, makinig kayo. Makinig kayo sa sasabihin ko. This is important, right? This saying, he is saying to pay attention to the saying because it is the absolute truth and worthy of belief. Walang makakapagdebate dito. It's undebatable. There is a sense of urgency bakit pinoclaim ito ni Apostle Paul. Because those who receive the truth is ignorant about the truth. No? Marami pong tao refuse to believe the truth that they are sinners. Hindi sila naniniwala that they have offended God. And they are totally okay with that. So that's not the case. Sabi niya, of whom I am the foremost. Foremost na ano? Kilala? Right? Well-known? Influential? No. So 15b, Paul pointed to his own experience as he spoke of sinners. Meaning na wala nang ibang mas worse na sinner na nakilala ko or nakita ko, but ang sarili ko mismo. Right? Claiming of whom I am the worst. Well, Paul can boast a lot of his achievements. No? Yung mga former glories ni Paul. Sinasabi niya sa ibang passages like sa Philippians 3, 5-6, that Paul is a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. Right? As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. But what did Paul receive from God? No? He received mercy and salvation. Even though nakikita niya ng sarili niya that he is the worst sinner of all. Verse 16, but I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life. So dito ngayon, Paul testifies God's goodness, mercy, and patience. And although he was the worst of the sinner, God saved him. Ito din yung sabi niya sa 1 Corinthians 15:9, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, to me, though I am the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Just a short reflection sa atin. If God was patient and gracious to save Paul, He is also patient enough to save anyone. We can all see it and witness it sa experience ni Paul, ano? That the ultimate sinner became the ultimate saint. that God's greatest enemy became his finest servant. Paul was forgiven. He was transformed. And even though Paul persecuted yung church before, he was made perfect example of God's mercy. Verse 16 again, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience. Paul believed that God had selected him, the worst, right? So that none of us today could say, wala na akong pag-asa. I am too bad, too sinful. Parati ko itong ginagawa. I've said to myself na hindi ko na uulitin yung kasalanan na to, but here I am again doing it over and over again. Maybe you can relate with it ngayon sa ating mga current struggles. Bakit puro pagdurusa na lang, sufferings na lang? Ganun ba ako kasama, Panginoon? Right? You fall into sin, that thinking that you are too bad, too sinful, because you keep on lying, right? Falling into lustful sin, puffed up with pride. But may this message reminds you today, but no matter how deep yung kasalanan natin, our Lord is able to penetrate deeper with His love and forgiveness. God's patience is unlimited. His mercy, His steadfast love, ang sabi sa verse, Psalms, steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So literally, God's patience has no limit. It never runs out. It never becomes exhausted. It is as eternal as He is. So, in all of what God did to Paul, anong response ni Paul? Say, Panginoon, hindi naman ako ganun kasama. Ginamit mo nga ako eh. No, that is not his response. If you look at verse 17, ito yung response ni Paul, no? He offered his worship and glorified God of his great work of salvation. This is what verse 17 says. Read with me. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So having recounted God's mercy, grace, love, and faithfulness sa buhay ni Paul towards himself and all who would believe sa atin, Paul then burst into a praise. He offered yung kanyang personal devotion or worship or yung kanyang doxology sa Panginoon. Sabi niya, to the King of the ages. When he used the word, the term, to the King of the ages, it means that the God, He's the God of power and sovereign over all the affairs of men and angels, immortal, eternal, beyond the reach of death or decay. Above all the God is above all the created order. He is invisible beyond the constraint of the physical and beyond the approach of humankind. Beyond the approach of humankind. The only God, sabi niya, talks about not only yung supremacy ng Panginoon, but yung kanyang exclusive claim as the authoritative ruler or authoritative creator. He is the foundation of Christian belief that God is this, to this trustworthy, incomparable, self-existent God who is rich in mercy and love, be honor and glory forever and ever. And it's the same thing, same theme na in-echo din ng mga reformers. As I said earlier, yung mga Protestant Reformation taught about soli Deo Gloria has reference to salvation in Jesus Christ, or the salvation that Christ has offered to us. When the Reformers spoke of our salvation to the glory of God alone, in-emphasize nila yung grace ng ating Panginoon, that salvation is all of grace and not of our works. Philippians 2:8-9,
For by grace you have been saved through faith, that and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. God's grace in providing salvation excludes all human pride and boasting. In making this case for justification by faith apart from the law, Paul writes also in Romans chapter 3, verse 27, then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By law of works? No, but by the law of faith. I'll repeat it again. Salvation is all of grace, not of our works. Walang lugar sa presensya ng Panginoon for our pride and our boasting, even our works, even our finest work. There's no room for the glory of man in God's plan for salvation. The glory is God's alone. Jesus said, apart from me, you cannot do anything. It is impossible to make ourselves righteous before God and to receive salvation. Even yung finest works natin, we said, ay basahan sa harap ng Diyos. We cannot save ourselves. We who are dead in our sins could do nothing to help ourselves. Ephesians 2:1. But praise the Lord, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The glory is God's, not ours. Soli Deo Gloria. We need to understand this because we wanted to see how this world operates, how they understand when we say to the glory of God alone. Naniniwala ba talaga sila that glory belongs to someone at hindi sa kanilang mga sarili? Modern-day beliefs and practices, may mga katuroan sila nakasalungat sa Protestant Reformation when we talk about Soli Deo Gloria. No? For us, we know it. We learn. We should learn it. We should know how to refute them. We need to identify them. We need to be aware kung ano yung mga maling katuroan na to about Soli Deo Gloria. We need to do something about it. We need to be informed, to be able to refute and defend our beliefs about certain doctrines from the Scripture against the false belief that misinterprets ang Soli Deo Gloria. So that's why ito yung ginawa ni Luther, along with the reformers, right? For them to be able to teach biblically and faithfully ang salita ng Panginoon, they felt exhausted. Paano natin ito maituturo sa ating mga people who have the same belief? Paano natin ito matuturo sa ating mga anak? They need to be, they need to know these words, ang teaching natin. So, they come up with this idea at ginawa natin ito earlier. So Luther, along with the other reformers, came up with a brilliant idea to retain yung mga teachings na to and to recall yung mga doctrinal teachings sa ibang tao. At anong ginawa nila? They made a catechism. Right? Catechism. Catechism is a set of questions and answers, no? Designed to teach yung Christian faith. So, yung goal ni Luther dito, along with the other Reformed teachers, is to teach the doctrines sa mga next generation of believers. Yung catechism are a means of a parang religious education given sa mga teenagers, adults, to teach them the fundamentals of faith. And alam natin ito, binasa natin earlier. For us, we use yung Westminster Catechism. No? It is not only good because maikli, no? Kasi we cannot all exhaust. Ang memory natin, if we're not practicing it or using it regularly, nagiging narrow. No? So, ang purpose, one of the purpose ng Westminster Catechism na to, it has been done in a shorter version ng mga biblical doctrines so that it will be easy to memorize. Sinabi na sa atin to earlier ni Brother Paulo, ano? It's easy to understand and at the same time, hindi lang maintindihan, kundi maiaral, maituro din ito, mapamuhay. No? Ito yung mga principles that are derived from the Scriptures. Yung structure ng Westminster Catechism follows yung earlier Heidelberg Catechism noong 1562 of the Continental Reformed Churches. And if I ask you now, what yung first question ng Westminster Catechism, you're definitely 100%, no? Alam natin ito. Question number one lang. What is the first question? What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man? That's right. The chief, man's chief and highest end is to glorify God and to fully enjoy Him forever. So what does it mean? It means that God is glorified and people were given comfort and joy. It shows that the glory of God and enjoyment of Him are these two inseparable truths. Hindi natin ito mabubuwag. No? God was glorified as a merciful God, compassionate and a holy God. Therefore, people could find their comfort and delight in Him. No? And how does it differs sa Roman Catholic understanding? Right? Ang Soli Deo Gloria. Meron, ang Catholic, ang Roman Catholic has its own theological framework. Let me share some of this to you. Roman Catholic theological framework, may mga ibang understanding sila patungkol sa Soli Deo Gloria. No? This is in contrast again sa Protestant teachings. Although Roman Catholics resonates with the central belief that all honor and glory ultimately belong to God, naniniwala po sila doon. However, para sa mga Catholics, often understand this concept through a slightly different framework. For example, ito yung understanding nila regarding the communion of saints, no? While Soli Deo Gloria emphasized giving glory solitarily to God, Catholics honors saints. No? As an example of lives wholly dedicated to God's will. But we know as Protestants, we don't worship saints. No? Hindi natin sinasamba yung mga saints na to. But instead, they are respected as individuals whose lives point back sa glory ng Panginoon. Second, intercession of Mary and the saints. No? Catholics see Mary as the saints as advocate who lead believers closer to God. Kung naalala ninyo, marami sa side namin, sa father's side, who are still Catholics. And for them, you know what they're doing. Yung routine prayer na ginagawa nilang Hail Mary. I graduated in a school, which is a Catholic school, back sa Bacolod. And parati ito, ginagawa daily, you know, Hail Mary. So, they believe praying to Mary and other saints will save them or make them right legally before God. But we know, sabi ng Bible, that there's only one mediator between God and man. That is Jesus Christ. Hindi na po natin kailangan dumaan kay Mary. Hindi na po natin dumaan sa kay Father or whatever bishop or pope. Right? We can utter our prayers directly sa kay Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ Himself, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and me. So, the communions of saints, ito yung kanilang paniniwala, intercessions of Mary and the saints, meron din sa sacraments, no? Para sa kanila, sacraments is a means of grace. For Catholics, sacraments o yung mga holy acts na ginagawa nila, are visible signs of God's grace. That channeling God's, this is one way channeling God's presence in the world. But we know sa Reformed faith that there are only two sacraments that are accepted. And namely, ito po yung baptism and the Lord's Supper. Right? Baptism, kung saan this is a public profession of our faith. Now, where the sinners made a public declaration of his or her faith sa kay Jesus Christ, work on the cross, okay, public declaration of their faith in Jesus Christ. And then on the other hand, yung Lord's Supper, we're doing this as a remembrance of death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross. It is a celebration that we receive and something to look at that at the end when Jesus comes, we will also be glorified together with Him. No? We believe that baptism and Lord's Supper are the two most sacred means of grace. These are the teachings of Roman Catholics, and many more. I cannot highlight all of them for the sake of time. But these are the teachings of Roman Catholic that differs from a Protestant understanding about Soli Deo Gloria. How about society natin, is what I've said. How do they look or see in their lenses when they talk about Soli Deo Gloria? Right? Do they really understand it? Secular beliefs that defamed the understanding of Soli Deo Gloria. Ito yung mga yun. Here are some of the secular beliefs that differ with the Soli Deo Gloria na alam natin. First, humanism. Yung mga katuroan about humanism. What is humanism? It prioritizes yung human potential and reason over the divine authority. It often emphasizes yung mga human achievements, no? And potential for self-fulfillment without reference to God. No? It's all centered sa human or sa man himself. Second, materialism. Right? This is how they understand glory. The view prioritizes material wealth, possession, physical comfort. Materialism contrast with Soli Deo Gloria. Paano naging contrast ito? By valuing worldly success over spiritual glory or divine worship. Humanism, materialism, moral relativism. Moral relativism suggests that the truth and morality are subjective and based on a personal or cultural perspective. This is a man-made understanding. Now, this contrasts also with Soli Deo Gloria, which implies the truth and goodness are grounded in God alone. Meron ding narcissism or self-worship. Ito yung pang-apat. In the age of social media, yeah, self-worship, self-promotion, self-centered values. So if you don't imply yung wisdom dito, how you use your social media, well, you might end up worshiping your own self. In the age of social media, self-promotion, self-centered values can overshadow humility or a sense of purpose that transcends oneself. Rather than giving glory and highlighting it sa Panginoon, it's been highlighted to something else. No? That is narcissism or self-worship. Maybe we can talk more about that later. Naturalism, number 5. The view that natural world is all there is, with no supernatural influence or deity, it also contradicts, no, sa theological belief of God's presence, yung immanence and transcendence ng Panginoon. God's presence is fundamental to life and deserving of glory. So these are some of the things that we highlighted na that distorts, right, or disbelieves how we understand Soli Deo Gloria. I mean, what do you expect? We're living in a sinful world. Huh? So how do we respond to these claims as Christians? Itong sa atin. Yung response natin is that we need to know that each of these beliefs contrasts sa tinuturo ng Soli Deo Gloria ng Bible. Yung principle na to, by centering the glory of man, material things, or subjective values, instead of giving the primary glory to God. Kasi yung katuroan na to, it defames, no? It defames God's glory and steal the glory that belongs to God alone. Soli Deo Gloria means glory to God alone. It emphasizes that all glory and honor belong solely to God. So, what is our action dito? It is important for us to identify and actively respond sa mga modern beliefs na to. Na kung tinanong tayo, when we saturate ourselves in the Word of God, we have something to offer. It is important for us to identify and actively respond to these modern beliefs and other teachings about Soli Deo Gloria, so that we will be able to defend the truth from the other so-called religious and modern-day corrupted teachings, so that also we will not fall into sin or become consumed by these unholy practices. Friends, you need to know that God commanded us not to add or to remove anything from His sacred word. By adding or removing the teachings from God's inerrant word results to eternal damnation. It leads to sin, and that sin cannot be forgiven. I mean, all of the things that you have mentioned, or all the things that you have committed, sins that you have committed against God, will receive forgiveness. If you are a murderer, if you have stolen, magnanakaw tayo, if you are a drug addict before, if you are an adulterous person, we know that there's always forgiveness. But this sin of blasphemy against God, it leads to death. Right? It leads to sin that cannot be forgiven. We should have a higher understanding, a higher view of God. We don't distort His image by twisting the truth of the Scripture. Sola Scriptura. And we should not give any glory to other created beings that God alone created. This serves as a warning for us who worships other gods rather than the true living God. Ang sabi sa Exodus 34, "For you shall worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is a jealous God." God never shares His glory to anyone. All glory belongs to Him alone. So as faithful followers of Christ, we should be aware of these teachings and beliefs. If we believe that God is the author of creation and salvation, then we should give Him all the glory alone. Luther has a Latin word that would be helpful for us to describe yung mga secular teachings and false belief na to. He defines it as incorvitas. Incorvitas. What it means? It means turned inward. Rather than reflecting the glory to God, bumalik ito sa atin. It turned inward. It means that we are naturally selfish, self-centered, and self-absorbed. See, Dr. Stephen Nichols, I quote sa sinabi niya regarding the word incorvitas dito. While all of those are damning enough, this condition of incorvitas has an even more telling effect. Because we are turned inward, we think we can achieve righteousness entirely on our own. So we strive, white-knuckling it or causing it to fear, in order to achieve a right standing before God. So it's just like, if I could put it in a word picture, a flashlight, no? Pag meron tayong flashlight, point it sa mga salamin or sa shiny objects. Point it towards an angle. You know? It points up. Pero try to point it towards you. Saan nagre-reflect yung light? It points to yourself. Right? It points to you. The light reflects and it points to you. But try to angle it up. Then it will point upward. You know? We want our worship, our glory, to point to God. We want a theocentric worship of God rather than man-centered kind of worship. And here's my point. Similarly for us who takes glory, or minsan nakakatanggap tayo ng mga praise sa ibang tao, how do we use it in a way that is God's honoring? Right? For those who takes glory or receive credit or praise from someone, no? Let's guard our hearts and understand, no? You should not enjoy, no? Glorifying yourself or taking all the credit, no? To point it to our personal skills, kaya natin gawin. Rather, give glory back to God. No? And sometimes, this reveals our fallen condition. No? Man defamed God by stealing the glory that belongs to God alone. That if we fail to realize na tayo are creatures na ginawa sa wangis ng Panginoon, made by the sovereign creator, we tend to believe that we also deserve all these praises. Deserve ko naman ito eh. I've done all the effort. I pour out my energy. So naturally, I can receive the credit. No? But it's not the case. No? We forget who we really are. No? We thought to ourselves that we are the center of our world. I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. Are you familiar with that quote? Those are such a prideful words, no? It comes from an atheist person who wrote yung poem na Invictus. Siya si William Ernest Henley. Yung central theme ng Invictus or unconquerable revolves around the resilience and inner strength na kaya gawin ng tao. Right? Henley's portrayal of a defiant spirit refusing to be defeated by life's challenges resonates sa kanyang mga readers. This belief, mga kapatid, is self-centered. It is self-exalting. Self-exhausting, courageous resolve, it is not a true definition ng greatness. No? It is greatness perverted. Well, I don't think it is enough for us, no, to compare to the kind of boasting. May isang tamang boasting na tinuturo sa atin dito si Paul. Right? Sa 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 21, look the proper way to boast. No? Sa sinasabi ni Paul dito. So it's a little bit long, but follow along with me as I read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 21b to 31, and chapter 12, 7 to 10. But whatever anyone else dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So I am. Are they Israelites? So I am. Are they offspring of Abraham? So I am. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am taking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received the hands of the Jews, the 40 lashes, less one. 3 times I was bitten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in the dangers from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, though many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there's the daily pressure on me of my anxiety of all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made to fall? And I am not indignant. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and the Father of the Lord Jesus, who is blessed forever, knows that I'm not lying. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. You see, yung big contrast na pinapakita ni Paul, right? Compare sa, I am the master of my faith, no? I'm the captain of my soul. Notice what Paul is boasting for sa passage. It is his strength. Is it yung kanyang influence ba? Yung kanyang greatness? No, yung pain tolerance niya to overcome such sufferings? No. Paul boasts in his weakness. Weakness. Paul was made weak so that in his weakness, he might display the strength that God has given him. But also, God humbled the Apostle Paul. No? Why there's need humbling? To guard his heart. Not to glory to himself or sa kanyang mga earthly efforts or sa kanyang manly strength. Paul embraced weakness. For when are weak, then I am strong. Brothers and sisters, what are you boasting for right now? Is it your high-paying job? Is it your finances? No? Yung mga social media followers natin? Yung health ninyo, your skills. What are some of the things that you enjoy currently? Ask yourself, sa time na to, is there any or is there something that I cannot stop thinking? Are there any pleasures that I seek rather seeking the satisfaction from God? If we value anything from this world, if we worship any other created being, isa lang yung diagnosis dyan. We are guilty of idolatry. What is an idol? Hindi lang sila yung mga ribulto na nakikita natin sa Catholic Church. But idol is anything. Idol is anything that we put before God, anything we want before God, or anything we love before God. That is idolatry. And God hates it. He hates it. Friends, if we don't understand the true nature that we are sinful, we don't understand God's mercy and love. We will presumably think na sufficient tayo. We believe that we deserve all the glory because we endure whatever sufferings and trials na dumadating sa buhay natin. We are wrong if we think that we are doing well on our own and does not need any saving. We think that we are strong enough to handle every trials na tayo lang. But the truth is, we need a Savior because we are unholy. We will all perish when we approach God's holy presence. But take hope. There is a message of hope na gusto sabihin sa atin si Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul reminds us today in our passage that the gospel reminds us that the glory was manifested to anyone but only to His Son, Jesus Christ, the King of glory. Jesus humbled Himself by taking the form of a man. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature and upholds the universe by the word of His power. But He humbled Himself, left His throne in heaven to live as a man, embrace yung mga suffering and weaknesses. He lived a perfect life in total obedience of God the Father, even leading Him to death. Even death on the cross. Jesus Christ died for your sins and my sins, but He did not remain dead. He did not remain dead, but was resurrected after 3 days, proving that He completely made the full payment of our sins. One day, He will return, and those who repented from their sin and placed their hope in Jesus Christ for salvation will be with Him and will be glorified in the presence of the Father. My friends who are not yet in Jesus Christ, I urge you to confess and turn away from your sin. Believe in Jesus Christ. Remember our passage today. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who will believe in Him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and amen. Friends, this is the very reason why Jesus came. My brothers and sisters who profess faith in Jesus Christ, I'm going to share to you now some helpful application, and I want to encourage you how to live, truly live for the glory of God. We can rightly glorify God by reflecting ang character ng ating Panginoon, of His love sa ating mga kilos, sa ating pamumuhay, sa ating mga sinasabi. Here are some few meaningful ways that we can glorify, rightly glorify God. Sa ating worship and prayer. Right? Worship and prayer. Worshiping God through prayer and songs and meditation brings honor to Him. So demonstrate, no? Yung mga practices na to sa ating everyday life. Regular prayer and communion with God helps other Christians align our lives sa will ng Panginoon sa atin. Second, obeying God's word. Obeying God's word. Live according to the biblical principles. Show your trust in God and commit to live a life that honors and glorifies Him. Obeying commands like loving yung mga neighbor natin, yung mga helping those who are in need, and even to the extent of forgiving others. These things glorifies God by reflecting His character. Now, there's a purpose why sinave tayo ng Panginoon. Right? And the purpose for us is to share the gospel. Right? Evangelism. And sharing one's faith to testify God's goodness and grace. Invite others, no, into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me just give a short excerpt about sharing the gospel. And it helps to remind me a certain song. No? A song that naalala ko nung namatay yung grandfather ko many years ago. I was listening to this song. And as what I've said, yung grandfather ko sa side ng father ko are mostly Catholics. Yung father ko lang yung naging Protestant or naging Christian sa kanila. And while I'm thinking about sharing the gospel, namatay din yung lola ko last week. She died with an old age, 91, oh, praise God. And I was recalling, was there a point of time ba na na-share ko sa kanya yung gospel that I have received? Even my wife, si Ruth, ni-remind ako, kausapin mo. And I found out na namatay lang din siya. But thank God na naalala ko nung umuwi kami through social media sa memories ng Facebook. Thank God na may memories. You know? Yeah, there was a picture of me and her that we have yung sharing of the gospel conversation. And I pray and I hope na nag-respond siya sa message na yun. Sa, naalala ko yung isang kanta na sinulat ni Bart Miller, no, na the title of that song is Bring the Rain. No? Ang sabi sa chorus niya, bring me joy, bring me peace, give the chance to be free. Bring me anything that brings you glory. No? For I know there'll be days when this life brings me pain. But if that's what it takes to praise you, Jesus, bring the rain. You know? So, well, I hope that we can also relate to that. In whatever situation na inilagay sa atin ng Panginoon, always champion yung gospel na to. Okay? That is your task, mga kapatid. Hindi lang task namin yung mga pastors, but you and I who profess sa faith in Jesus Christ, this is your task. So share the gospel to your loved ones. Last, using God-given gifts and talents is one way we can glorify God. By developing and using, ngayon palang araw, yung libing ng lola ko. Right? And I'm so sad that I have missed that. So, yeah. Last, using God-given gifts and talents. By developing and using our unique gifts and abilities, Christian can glorify God by showing yung mga creativity nila and the gifts that God has given them. Use your God-given gifts, no? And strength to help others. Don't do things that highlight your own glory and fame. Right? God is not pleased with that. Remember the man na nag-boast sa kanyang lakas to compete sa Olympic, carrying yung Olympic torch. He did not make it. Right? Because of the misplaced glory that he struggled with. So in conclusion, Soli Deo Gloria is not precisely parallel to the other four solas na sinabi natin because it is both at the beginning, at the end of the four other solas. No? Holy Spirit, inspired the Scriptures, sola scriptura, to the glory of God alone. Solus Christus, Christ humbled himself, right, to the point of death and was raised after 3 days to the glory of God alone. Sola gratia, grace and mercy are offered to a rebellious sinner to the glory of God alone. Justification by faith, soli fide, by faith alone to the glory of God alone. Soli Deo Gloria is central. This is the glorious manifestation of our God, and He alone deserves all the praise and glory. Let's pray. Oh Lord, thank you for reminding us of who we are and who you are. That even the greatest and worst sinner is able to receive salvation. Wala po kaming ginawa, Panginoon. We didn't even contribute any inch of our salvation to our salvation. But we only contributed our sin. But thank you, O Lord, that hindi mo kami hinayaan na sa aming mga kasalanan. Jesus Christ rose from the grave, defeated sin and death. And as we live, O Lord, sa mga susunod na mga araw, may we point the glory to you alone, to highlight the goodness and grace of Jesus Christ for your own glory. We praise you and honor you in everything. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.